city. We built this city on rock and
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We built this city with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, that's for sure. And Jonathan Cook is here in the studio with me this morning to talk about all the ways they can help you remodel, construct, and make that place your best place, your home, your sanctuary, and a place that you love to be in every single day. So Jonathan is here. If you have a question for him about remodeling, flooring, any of the above, all you got to do is text it in this morning at 850-437-1620, and I know he'll do his best to answer the questions for you. So good morning, Jonathan. It's great to see you.
Good morning, Meg.
Jonathan Cook is here. Also, Howard Seaton. He's one of our ADX marketing consultants. Good morning, Howard.
I just love to sit in and listen to Jonathan.
Oh, you know, once you
wealth
get on that.
Knowledge.
Once you get on that microphone, boy, they say that radio gets in your blood.
Yes,
All right, Jonathan, tell us about your company, Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, how long you've been around, and maybe somebody's listening for the first time and is not aware of all the different services and products that you provide.
Yeah, so we've been around since 2005. So we do full house renovations, kitchen, bathroom remodel, siding, windows, and then we do flooring, right? Because we have a flooring store that goes along with it. So pretty much all around home service and flooring store. But yeah, 21 years we've been around.
So, wow, 20, yeah. That's a long time.
It is. It goes by so fast, right?
Tell me about it. But you mentioned you do have a showroom too, because that's pretty critical with everybody ordering everything online these days. I don't think it's the same thing as actually getting to see the materials in person.
It's not. So I feel the same way about it. In fact, we've actually talked about opening up a couple other locations. So we had an idea to open one up in Gulf Breeze, but just be just a showroom, like an unmanned flooring store, like mm-hmm. no one there, right?
Right.
And so you could just walk in and check samples, mm-hmm. pick samples, look at them. You could call our main store and talk to us and order it. But if you didn't want to drive all the way to Pensacola, because I think it's that important that you go and look at the samples in
definitely.
Person. Because we have a lot of customers like in Milton or Perdido that may be a drive for them, and they're call and say, "Hey, well, I was looking at your website and I was looking at these three or four colors." But I'll always say, let's make an appointment. We'll bring some samples out to you. Let's see them in person, because it always looks different. It's going to look different from our showroom and the light we have just to your house and what light you have in your house. So it does matter to be able to see it, hold it, feel it, you know, see the different quality of it, and then the color, of course.
Well, I definitely think lighting's the key, because I know for sure the lighting could be fluorescent maybe in the showroom, I don't know. But
right.
Then you get home and you're if you're on the beach, it's going to be totally different from afternoon to evening or mornings. And if you're in town and you live in the shade, I mean, really, it really does make a difference.
It does, but also what a lot of people don't realize is the furniture too. Furniture and especially cabinetry, because cabinets is not something everybody's going to change right away. And like if you have a stained cabinet, for instance, mm-hmm. and then you go get a stained floor, it's going to compete with it. So you need something that really blends with those cabinets. And the same thing for colored cabinets. If you have painted like green or blue or white cabinets even, it's always going to compete with that floor a little bit. So you want something that kind of flows with it. So partially colored, but some of it's just your furniture and the cabinets. Your flooring can look completely different. It'll mm-hmm. look like two different floors. You look at it in our showroom, and it might look grayish. And then
right.
you take it home and put it next to a stained cabinet. It starts pulling some of that brown out, and it starts looking more tan. So it can really change color sometimes, just depending on the, you know, where it's at and what the surrounding stuff
well,
is.
That's why I admire what you do, because when I first heard about you, construction and flooring, and I thought, okay, so I have this image of a construction lot, you know,
right.
with the bill. But actually, having gotten to know Jonathan this year, he's really a designer. You may not own this, but you definitely have a creative
eye. I do, but I don't want to design for people. But
I know.
I will always help people when I come out, so I can always come out and help, and we can pick colors and things like that.
He's got the smile of recognition on now, because he definitely has an eye for what works and doesn't and what doesn't, and the actual ability to envision how a particular sink will look or a cabinet will look or how the spacing and distance and those kinds of things. You're not an architect,
Right.
But you have an eye for design.
So that's the thing. Like, I can come out there and see it, and like, I'm like, okay, this will look good in there. But if I had to go design it and put it on a piece of paper and.
Right. That,
and
I didn't say that.
I couldn't
say,
do that.
Yeah.
But as far as looking at it, I think I've been doing it so long that a lot of times.
You know what works.
Yeah. A lot of times I can look at it and be like, okay, this is going to look in there good in there, or this isn't, you know. And sometimes I'll be surprised, right? Sometimes people will be like, hey, I want this specific flooring, these colors. And then I'll be like, I don't know what that's going to look like. And sometimes I'll be wrong. Sometimes it will look really good.
Huh.
And then I'm like, okay, that looks really good, you know, and then I'll, you know, incorporate that in my design later, you know,
right.
or remember it down the road.
Right.
So some of my designs, just a mixture of working with so many different people for so long and seeing so much different stuff come together in so many different houses.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you have a question for Jonathan, now is the time to text it in at 850-437-1620. Got several coming in this morning, Jonathan. This one says, I have a trailer I rent out. The flooring is pretty rough. What flooring do you recommend? Is there something better specifically for mobile homes?
Right.
Great question.
Okay, so I will say, if you don't get your question on air today, you can always call us at our store afterwards, 850-332-5905. Or like in a situation like that, you can always just stop by our showroom if you have a specific question about flooring. And the girls up there are very helpful, and they can. So Becca works up there. Sherry works up there. They're very knowledgeable in what kind of flooring you would need for a situation like that. But generally, anytime you're going over a wood subfloor, I always tell people to use a WCP product. So you want the core of the floor to be basically plastic.
Oh, okay.
Instead of like cement. Because a lot of your flooring coming out now is SPC, which is a stone core.
So it's basically stone dust. SPC stands for stone? Okay.
Right, yes. So it's basically stone dust, and it's compressed down to make the core. But the difference is, like, if you take a piece of stone and try to flex it or move it, it breaks. It gets brittle, right? The locking system breaks on it, opposed to plastic flexes.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have a concrete foundation and it's sturdy and it doesn't flex or move, the stone is great. So an SPC floor would be great. But anytime you have a wood subfloor and the floor moving, especially like a mobile home, because you know mobile homes shift and move, and that floor tries to move, it's not going to shift with it or bend with it, and it's going to end up cracking and breaking.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So any kind of snap and lock floor would be fine. Obviously, sheet vinyl or carpet would be fine. You just need to make sure you find a floor with a good WCP core. So it's mostly the majority of the core is made out of plastic. And that plastic will flex and bend, and it won't break up nowhere near as easy.
Okay. So if someone was interested, they could call your office?
Yeah. So they could call our office. They could come by and just look at some samples.
Mm-hmm.
It's always helpful if they have a flooring picked out before we show up and do an estimate, because then we can give them an estimate that day.
Right? It's more accurate because you're using the actual product.
Yeah, because we know exactly what we're estimating. And if you don't have time, that's okay. We can always come out. And so a lot of times if I come out to somebody's house like that, and they say, hey, you know, this is what I'm looking for, new flooring. I will pick a flooring that will go good in the house and that will work well. And then I can just do an estimate off that.
Right.
And you can always come to the showroom, pick something out and change it. Because your square footage and everything is already there and your install price isn't going to change, just the material itself. So you don't necessarily have to come by the showroom first. But if you want to, that's always helpful. Because like I said, we can do it.
But you do come out to do those consultations.
We do. So we do estimates and we do consultations both. Because some people, you know, will want an estimate and they're like, hey, I know I want new flooring. Some people are just considering what they want to do, right? They might say, hey, you know, I got 15 different projects I've been thinking about and I really want somebody to come out and talk it through with me and then figure out what I want to do and then we can go from there.
Gotcha.
So we do both. And I'm happy to do either one. Sometimes it's good to start with just a consultation and just kind of narrow down what you're thinking, what your ideas are. And then I can also help you say, hey, this is realistic to happen or this isn't, or maybe even give you some rough ideas and say, hey, you know, if you want to redo the kitchen, you're probably looking at $25,000, you know, which is really just pulling a number out of the air, but it's a good idea of about, hey, this is what
the range of it would be. Yeah.
What that kind of kitchen remodel would usually run and kind of give them an idea. I actually just did one yesterday for a guy that was looking at flipping a house.
Oh, okay.
And I told him, I went out there and looked at it with him. I told him, I was like, I need about an hour and a half here to figure the whole thing up, right? But he was like, well, he's like, I'm not really that worried about getting an estimate right now. He said, I'm just thinking about buying the house and I just want an idea of about how much this house would take to remodel.
Right.
And in his case, it was about $70,000, but it was windows, roof, you know, full interior remodel, sheetrock, kitchen, bathrooms, you know, it wasn't a very big house, but But that kind of gave him a good idea. He's like, okay, now I know about how I need to negotiate with this deal. So that always works well, too.
Okay, we got another text that's come in. This one's from Nathan. Nathan's asking, I have a travertine. I have traveling floors throughout
my
house. Travertine, sorry. I can't read.
That's what it is.
Sorry about that, Nathan. I have travertine floors throughout my house, and they are no longer shiny. Seems like they pick up a lot of dirt, and I'm constantly having to clean them. Anything that I could do to restore them back to a nice finish and seal them?
Yeah, most definitely. Actually, believe it or not, travertine is probably one of the few that you could restore back to a nice finish. And the difference is, like, when we sell tile, like, we can sell ceramic tile, which is basically just man-made, you know, tile. Mm-hmm. We can sell porcelain tile, or we can sell real stone. And travertine is an actual real stone. So have on your floor is stone all the way through the core. So you can take a sander. So like if we build showers out of travertine, we can cut it and then take a belt sander and we can sand the edges and then polish it. And it will look just like the face of the tile. You can't do that with ceramic or porcelain because it's not the same stone all the way through.
Okay.
If you go sand in a piece of ceramic, you're going to have like a clay edge on it, right?
Right.
So anytime we put down a natural stone, they sell stone enhancers.
Mm-hmm.
So usually we'll put down travertine and then we'll put an enhancer on it, which is basically the polish and finish of it. And so that's what polishes and finishes the stone. And over time, that polish just wears off.
Right.
Just people walking on it or just mopping
sure.
it, you
yeah.
know? So you can actually just go to Lowe's, and it's not even very expensive. You can get a bottle of, you know, polish, which I say polish, but it's really called enhancement, like a stone enhancer, in the flooring section for like $25. You just need to make sure you put it on really evenly. So you need to clean the floor really good first.
It doesn't have to be sanded first.
It doesn't have to be sanded. No, I wouldn't sand it. Just clean it really good. If anything, buff it with just a buffer, and then put the stone enhancer on it, and it will look like brand new tile again.
Okay, great. Yep. Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
Okay, got another question that's come in from a listener. Can vinyl, and by the way, the number is 850-437-1620. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel, and our expert this morning is Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Okay, here's a question. Can vinyl plank be used outside in patio areas? Is this the same type as indoor planks? If not, what is the price difference from inside to outside plank?
Okay, so that's a good question. So you can use an outdoor vinyl plank, something that we would use outside on a patio throughout the whole house. And
can you talk about what vinyl plank is in case someone's listening and doesn't know
right.
that it has like a wood outdoor
or,
patio?
So basically, when you're buying like a vinyl plank, it's a luxury vinyl plank, right?
Mm-hmm.
So most vinyl plank is going to start at a 2-millimeter glue down. So that's a full glue down system. It's a virgin
so
vinyl.
So when you say vinyl plank, what is that?
So it's basically what we replaced a laminate with. So
okay.
when we used to have a laminate, like wood-looking floors, a lot of people had problems with laminate getting messed up, not
right.
holding up, sounding hollow when you walk on it. That was a big complaint with it. And then also just water, right? Mopping the floor, pets, things like that. If any sort of water gets to it, the joints would swell up. So basically, they just went back and remade it. And so instead of making it out of a press board core, we use either stone in the core or plastic, and then we put vinyl on top. And that's what we call vinyl plank.
No, I understand. Okay.
But it's basically just more waterproof and just more resistant to scratches and wearing it. And it doesn't sound as hollow when you walk on it. But when you buy it, you can start at a 2-millimeter glue down. So a 2-millimeter glue down is a full glue down system. And that's what we would put in a sunroom.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a floating, you know, so nothing can get under it.
Right.
So you can do a 2-millimeter glue down like on an outdoor, like patio, sunroom, things like that. We use it for a lot of commercial applications. And we use it for residential houses too. It's more indestructible, I would say, than like a snap and lock. Now, you can put that through your whole house, but if you were using a snap and lock, then no, you probably don't need to put it out into like the sunroom unless it's heated or cooled. If it's heated or cooled, then you can go ahead and put the snap and lock throughout the whole house and the sunroom.
But you probably wouldn't want, if I understand you correctly, you wouldn't want to put that outside in the elements.
Not if it's not heated and cooled,
okay.
No. But if it's a full glue down, then yes, you can put that right outside in it. And so a lot of the ones we sell will be offered in snap and lock and glue down.
Uh-huh.
So we can put snap and lock throughout the whole house and then a glue down in the sunroom and they're still match and still look the same. Or you could just put your glue down throughout the whole house, which some people do. I think just it comes down to the snap and lock looks more wood-like. Mm-hmm. So it's got more of that hardwood feeling than a glued-down vinyl. But yeah, you could go either direction. But if it's not heated and cooled, you need a full glued-down system.
And so the difference between a vinyl plank and a luxury vinyl plank, what is that?
It's really the same thing, right? It's just different companies, just branding.
Okay.
But there's been some development that made it, you know?
I
mean, well, that's what I was saying. So it starts at like a 2 millimeter glue down. Then you're going to go to like a 3 millimeter, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Mm-hmm. And now we even have a 10. So there's a big variety now where there used to be like, say, you know, 10 years ago when it was coming out, we might have had a couple different options to pick from. But now you have so many companies making it and everybody's trying to be better than the next guy. There's just so much variety. We even have vinyl plank that looks like tile now. And we have the cores made out of different things and like that. We have full glue down that we can put in the sunroom or commercial applications. They're using it for a lot of hospitals, like in the walkways and hallways, and, you know, break rooms, cafeterias. Schools. In fact, we actually just did a school the last month. We've been working on it.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And, so was it the whole school or just the cafeteria?
No, it was the whole school.
No kidding.
But it was like a special needs school.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't as big as like one of your regular like high schools, but it was still pretty big. But no, we did the whole thing with it.
Isn't that funny? When I think of school, I think of linoleum. I think of tile, like you think of VCT tile. Is that what I'm thinking
what
of?
Yeah.
Every school
tile.
Had the same kind of floor. There was no carpeting.
In fact, they had VCT tile in there. We took up.
Oh, how funny!
But see, and so you can take it up, or you can go over the top of VCT, right? If you get the polish and the finish off, you can lay a full glue down over it. If it's stuck well,
that would save you money then, wouldn't it?
It would save you money on the demo for sure. But then you know it's always good at looking at what it would cost to take it up, because anytime you just strip it all the way down to the slab and start over, that's always a good application too sometimes.
Right.
So either way works. So
okay. Well, these are great questions coming in. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Constructionist Flooring is here this morning to answer your questions. So what are some of the things now? We're into a new year, 2026. So are you seeing anything surprised you yet where someone goes, I saw this over the holidays and I want to do this to my kitchen? I mean, have you anything that new trends and things that are coming up?
I don't think I've had anything that really surprised me. But I will say I've seen the market starting to pick back up.
Oh, good.
It seems like the real estate market is picking back up a little bit after the holidays. I know they're planning on cutting interest rates, which always helps. Because anytime people buy and sell houses, usually they do repairs to them. Mm-hmm. So that's always, you know, helps boost our business. And that's how well connected everything is, right? If you sell your house, you're likely going to have it painted and put new flooring in. Or the person that buys it's going to, you know. So we're seeing more in the investment area starting to pick back up. So just excited to see what 2026 brings. I know we definitely want to focus on our flooring this year. Mm-hmm. We just made a couple new partnerships with different distributors so that we have more material to offer and also to compete with pricing, to try to get better pricing. Because I know we've had people ask about the tariffs and things like that before. And we have had some price increases from tariffs, but there's so much competition out there with these distributors that, you know, if somebody tries to jack their price up too high, another guy will come in and be like, I'll sell it to you for this.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of helps. That competition helps compete and keep those prices down.
When you've mentioned before that you primarily use American vendors.
We try to.
As suppliers.
We have them. All of our distributors are American.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Some of them get material from overseas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still some overseas material coming in. But some of it's made in America. And I will say that our American-made products actually do have a lot more to offer in some cases than our overseas products, like variation. Or notice a lot of the products that we get from overseas, especially like Chinese vinyl plank, usually will have a 6-plank variation in it. So that means every 6 boards, the pattern repeats itself.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Opposed to some of our American-made products, will have a 30-board variation.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is a big difference.
Yeah.
But that's something most people wouldn't even, like, pay attention to or ask to know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And until I owned a store, I never even pay attention to it. But now that I've seen it, I'm like, okay, now I start seeing the difference when they compare it, because, like, holding both of them, you're like, okay, they both look about the same, right? But then once you actually start comparing things like the wear layer, how much acrylic bead is on it, what the core is made out of, what the locking system is, if it's a uniclick or if it's a drop lock system, the variation in the pattern, and you start comparing things like that, and you will notice that our American-made products, in my opinion, are better products. if anything, just for looks-wise, just aesthetics, mm-hmm. Just so you're not seeing the same pattern constantly repeat itself.
Right. And this, what you just said, that all of that language about all the different kinds of flooring, that's why you're the expert and not me. That's just why I'm calling you, Jonathan, to do my floors.
That's just 21 years of doing it.
I'm telling you.
That's really all it is. It's just anybody, honestly, anybody that spent 21 or 22 years doing it would probably know all the same stuff.
Oh, for sure. And
I'm sure there's a lot of guys out there that do.
But it matters, though.
It does.
And because you've been in this area, too, because we've talked about this before, but there's a difference between the kind of materials you would use on Pensacola Beach or if you have a home near the water versus somewhere up in Cantonment or north of the county. I mean, there's definitely differences, and you're familiar with that, old homes versus newly constructed.
And what kind of subfloor you're putting it on, right? If it's a wood subfloor, concrete, how much moisture's coming up through it? Because also, if it's a mobile home, right, a lot of times it has insulation and a moisture barrier under it. So I have that, you know, moisture shield that goes, that attaches to the bottom of the trailer that stops a lot of that moisture from getting through. Opposed to an off-grade house, usually does not have that.
Right.
So what we have to look at on an off-grade house is how much ventilation is under the house, how much airflow it gets, and how well does it dry the moisture. Because if we have a lot of moisture coming up through the subfloor, then essentially that's going to ruin our product. And some companies will come in and say, well, you just need to put a moisture barrier down like we do on concrete. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, I'm like, when we put a moisture barrier on a wood subfloor, now we're just trapping the moisture. Because we're stopping the moisture from getting to our floor, but it's still getting to the subfloor down there. Mm-hmm. And if it rots out the subfloor, it's just as much as tearing up our floor, right? So it's all things like that. You know, and I do want to say 21 years of doing this, when I say things like, you know, all these different product types, right? Or the fact that like we're flooring a school, right? That didn't happen overnight. That wasn't, we didn't start off doing that, right?
Right.
I started off mostly just working for real estate companies. It was just me for a while. Then I had a couple of guys working for me. I've worked for a lot of other contractors. I've learned from them along the way. Mm-hmm. So it takes a while. It really does. When people see me and they think I blew up overnight, but the truth of the matter is it was 20 years of preparation in that.
Right.
Before I ever got there. We probably was in business 12, maybe 13 years before we got a big contract. Like when I say a big contract, like a $50,000 or $100,000 contract, probably the first 10 or 12 years we were in business was $2,000 and $3,000 jobs for the majority of all of our work. So it really does take time. And it takes time for a good reason, because you need that time to learn all that, right?
Of course.
And to get that experience.
Oh, yeah. Because you learn a lot from the mistakes, too,
you do,
right?
You do, yes.
Not that you've ever made a mistake, but just, you know, we learn a lot from experience.
Have. And I always like to say, when we have a mistake or a problem, I say, hey, that's the cost of doing business. Let's just figure it out and move on. You know, there's a cost to doing business always.
And you have experts that work for you now, people that are have very specific skills in specific areas that you assign them to a project, and they've been doing that kind of work their whole career.
We got carpenters that are master carpenters and sheetrock guys and painters, and we have Marco that runs our bathroom crew, so he pretty much just does bathroom and kitchen remodels. And then we have subcontractors that we use for specialty things like windows and electrical, plumbing, AC, things like that too.
Okay, we've got enough time to get to this last question, I think. This is from another listener. Thinking of getting rid of carpeting. Ooh, here you go. Not sure what condition the wood floors are underneath. Can Jonathan's repair wood floors, then lay vinyl over it? Okay,
that's right. The question. Yeah. And so we can. So we're also licensed building contractors. So not only do we have the flooring store, we can put the flooring in, but if there is a problem to the subfloor, our construction guys can come in and do that legally and licensed, and they're good at it. In fact, to the point that some flooring stores have actually referred us subfloors job. You know, they have a customer that has rotted subfloors, and they will refer it to us, and we do quite a bit of them every year. So it's definitely something we would come out and take a look at. And all you need to do is just call our office, 850-332-5905, or just stop by and see us at 9320 North Palafox Street, or look us up on Facebook.
Okay, one last question. I'm going to sneak in here. Yeah. Are you seeing any color? It says, are you seeing any color trends for 2026?
So we're definitely
get that about every week.
We are. So I've talked about it before. We're seeing a lot of green and black, right? I've seen a lot of cabinets move to green. A lot of people are wanting green cabinets now. Before, we'd have like some green accents. Now we're seeing more green cabinets, more natural tone woods, and more white. You know, just really light colored walls with pops of color, like like green cabinets.
Yeah.
It seems to be the trend, and gold. You know, the gold is coming back. That seems to be a big thing.
Oh, cool. Okay, we've been talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. That website one more time where they can reach you.
Right. So it's jonathansflooring.com, or you can look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring.